From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Washington rejects Moscow's claim that the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. The National Security Council issued a report Tuesday and said the Syrian regime and Russia are trying to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people in this and also earlier attacks. The NSC report said Syria's use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and poses a clear threat to the U.S. and the world. At the United Nations, the U.S., Britain, and France look set to go ahead with a revised Security Council resolution, although Russia is expected to veto it. Former Washington officials say Pentagon's decision to move a powerful U.S. Navy strike force closer to North Korea sends a strong message to the reclusive regime. The aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson Strike Group left Singapore Saturday for waters off the Korean Peninsula, a deviation from planned port visits in Australia. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier with accompanying ships, including guided missile destroyers, is expected to arrive in Korean waters around the April 15th birthday of the late Kim Il-sung, he's the Communist Nation's founder. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he will be arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. Authorities say he drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store. This is VOA News.